Guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw kind of a quiet market today. Wheat softer, corn and beans a little bit higher.
Yeah, that's right, Randy. And I think a lot of it all just was around the U.S.-China trade talks and that maybe there's some optimism forthcoming. But no one here in Chicago is willing to just put their money down aggressively yet. And we're waiting to see dry ink before they really get on board in terms of corn and beans and maybe even some wheat to China.
Been hearing more and more rumors all the time, though, so it's got to be looking a little bit positive.
Well, I think it is, and I think we are getting closer to a signing date sometime during the last 2 weeks of March. So I think we're in the last final vestiges of whatever this this hike has been. But again, I think everybody in the Chicago market has had so much of the back and forth of all of this going back to last June that they're skeptical yet, and so they're really not ready to buy into things yet.
Sure, almost like a headline or tweet fatigue, huh?
Very much so, and with that in mind, it's just the buying rallies has not proven to be a profitable endeavor here in Chicago, nor has selling breaks, so it's all what's in between.
Yeah. Cattle markets, a little bit tough day there as far as the fats go. Feeders were mixed and hogs were higher.
Yeah, so the cattle market's looking at the big index fund roll that'll start on Friday. The estimates are there may be 60 or 70,000 contracts for index to roll forward, and that started the pressure of the market. Also some disappointment we didn't make it to 129 and 130 for cash trade last week. The 128 was expected, but maybe not as much as the bulls wanted to see.
Okay, anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
I think that's about it. Our eyes here in Chicago are all on U.S.-China trade and what it'll mean for future bags going forward. We're hopeful, and it would be a demand driver that would change the complexion of our industry. So let's all hope that the administration makes some progress in getting this all accomplished.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.